United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
By the way, before we get back to the calls, you were incorrect. It has been confirmed it's Sword.
Well, in the United States, that's the general usage. But when you cross the pond and you get to other parts
where
of the country,
are we? Dove came in during the break to break it to you.
Yeah, I know.
And goes, Sword. It's one more time, Dove.
Sword.
And BT goes, yeah, but in Europe or across the ocean, we're in the
yeah,
U.S.
Yeah, I know we are. That's my way of saying, maybe I was a little bit off on it.
Let me ask you a question. We go to outer space. Is it Sword or Sword?
Yeah, I mean, what's the difference?
I've always said, I'm going to keep saying Sword, by the way. I don't know why.
You go ahead and do that.
You're not the only one that I've heard say it.
Definitely
but...
not. Well, because, listen, there's a lot of ancestors, a lot of heritage from Europe, and it's been passed down, so... There's still some people stateside whose, you know, great-great-great-great-grandparents in Europe were saying Sword.
How does your father say it?
I don't think I've ever heard him say the word Sword.
I can guarantee he says Sword.
You're right. He definitely, he would say Sword, true. And I'm sure my mom would as well. But, yeah, I don't know why I'm churching it up. Like, I always just said Sword.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want to be the intellectual...
No, I don't want to be. I want to be what?
He says Sword often.
Yeah.
I know it's come up before.
I don't remember that. I'm not saying, you want to be the...
What, the intellect?
Yes, exactly.
Well, if anything, I sound like a complete opposite. I sound like a bozo right now saying a one-syllable word wrong.
That's what makes
it... Yeah, what an intellect.
That's what makes it funny. Liam is calling from Yorktown. What's up, Liam?
I actually called about the Sword thing. Hmm. You know, I only called because, I studied a little dialect and speech at NYU, so I called my professor, asked him up real quick. You know, I'm not calling to make fun of you, but people are going to think you're in, like, a Shakespeare play or something if you go around saying Sword.
Yeah, Steve.
Well, listen, I read, you know, Macbeth and Othello and some other things in
you
high school.
Those?
I had to. I didn't
Come
want
on,
to.
Man.
They stuffed it down my throat at Xavier. Yeah. Trust me. I read it kicking and screaming. And maybe that's the origin of my pronunciation. You know, just because I was introduced to some high-quality literature early, I shouldn't be penalized for it.
Okay, so the first thing I think of when I hear somebody reference Shakespeare or all that stuff, I think of Billy Madison and Adam Sandler end.
Yeah.
When
he's trying to pass it.
Yeah, the academic Olympic there. Yeah. To die, to sleep, no more. That's what I think of the Sandman doing it, not Macbeth and Swords.
Gold jacket. I couldn't stand that stuff.
All right, back to the Yankee stuff. Sam is calling from Rockland. What's up, Sam?
Sammy boy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So, about the Yankees trade, is there any chance they try to package Jazz Chisholm, maybe Jones or Dominguez, and maybe like Heel or Warren for Ketel Marte?
For Marte? That strikes me as a lot.
That's when you get your Lito fitter.
No, I know. Listen, Marte's a stud. I think that's a little bit much for Marte, who's in his 30s already. Listen, here's what I will tell you about Jazz, and I got this directly from the Yankees. Don't expect them resigning him.
Well, and you saw it yesterday with Cashman saying that they didn't have any talk yet about extending him.
And I don't think that they will. Unless he wants to stay for 70 cents on the dollar, they are not going to commit long-term to Jazz, and they shouldn't.
Ketel Marte is 32.
32, right?
Yeah, I'm just trying to. So he'll be. This is 32 season.
Yeah,
he's a career .281 hitter.
It's nice.
Yeah, you take that. He's got 28 homers, 72 ribbies.
It's the OPS. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Low eights.
893 last year.
Oh, high eights. Wow.
932 the year before. 844 the year before. I mean, he's good. Obviously, he's a good player.
Very good. Doesn't strike out a ton. Well,
so then there you go. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. We have not. I know who he is, obviously. I know he's good. Sure. I don't watch him all the time.
Yeah, I see him against the Mets. That's pretty much it.
Is he going to fit in and just be the leadoff hitter in this lineup? I mean, that's something I would look through. His contract status, he signed through 2030, 6 years, $105 million. Man, you're going to have to give up a lot to get him because he's a good player who's cheap.
Yeah.
Could you play him at short? I know he's primarily at second. I'm trying to think of the last time he played short here.
Boy, I know we're juggling a few things here. He is locked up more than I thought. The number goes from 15 this year and then oddly down to 12 next year and then back up to the 20. So
he can't play short.
That's strange. He's not a shortstop, no. Yeah. You know, think about what the first package was. It was Jazz. It was Heel. It was Will Warren, who I like a lot. I think Will Warren's got a chance to be very good. And in terms of strikeouts, he stacked up very well against rookies in a lot of categories. And I think he even said Dominguez or Jones. Don't you think that's a lot?
Yes, I do.
It's a lot.
Well, but he is under control for a while. I don't think you'd have to give up all of that. You're going to have to give up something to get him, though. It's going to be a package that's not going to make you feel good. You're going to have to give up a little. Now, I would rather go all in and give up that package for either a top-end starter, which the Yankees don't need, or Kwan. I'd rather put the emphasis on getting Kwan. I just think he fits perfectly.
He does.
I wanted him last year. He's an excellent contact hitter, perfect leadoff hitter, and you put him in left field, you get gold glove defense. You're not getting that with Marte. So you'd have to figure out where to put him. He's a second baseman. Then what do you do with Jazz? You going to put Jazz back to third again?
Could you put Jazz in the outfield if you lost somebody? I mean, he played some center.
I know, but now we're moving pieces around.
I know.
I wouldn't. I don't think you could have Jazz and Marte. And I don't think that the Diamondbacks. Why would the Diamondbacks want Jazz?
Yeah, unless they want to shed some salary.
Two more years this year and next, Jazz?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Jazz might be up after this year, but if not, it certainly doesn't go past next year. Right. Knows no way it's beyond 2027.
I would think if the Diamondbacks are going to move him, which they said that they'd be open to doing, which is why this leads to the conversation, it's going to take a haul to get him. I'm not sure exactly all of that. Go ahead, Hoff. You had something in
here? Yeah, I do, because there is an issue with Ketel Marte.
What?
Takes too many days off.
Why? Is that a thing?
That was a thing. That they came in August where he was taking too many days off, and he's like, I can't control. I always want to play and support the team, but I can't control when they give me days off. Some nonsense like that. So there was issues last season with his days off. Maybe he's not so much of a team player.
Wait, that they were giving him days off, or he was asking for days off? There's a big difference.
Well, the reports were, the media was coming out saying that he was asking for days off, or he was taking too many days off. They were giving him a lot of days off.
Even if it was the Arizona Diamondbacks saying, we're going to give you time off, talk your way in the lineup.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, he doesn't, you know, in the last 4 years, 137 games, that's good. Then 150, then 136, then 126. Yeah, you know, I don't love you missing 30-ish games when you're in your late 20s, early 30s. That seems a little bit much for me.
Give me Kwan. I mean, I if you're going to make a trade like that, you're not going to be able to do both. Why wouldn't you just go all in on Kwan? He's the guy. You get him, and then you lock him up long-term when you have to. Kwan is 28. He is an elite defensive player, four-time Gold Glove winner, two-time All-Star. He's a plug-and-play leadoff hitter. You put him in leadoff. You finally have a guy you don't have to worry about moving around. He's a left fielder, a Gold Glove left fielder, and you have him in the leadoff spot. That's it. Pencil him in every day. When was the last time the Yankees had a real leadoff hitter?
Was it Nobby? I mean, was it Jeter
Good
at the
God.
End? I mean, think about the revolving door. I'm going to geek out for a sec just to back this up because you're right. So his feel, I'm on Savant right now.
Jazz, by the way, under control for just this season.
Okay, so it is one. Okay, thank you. So his fielding range, outs above replacement, 90 percentile.
This is
Stephen Kwan.
Yeah.
Arm value, 100 percentile. And then sprint speed, right around the 50-ish. But he is an elite left. And we already knew that, but I just wanted to give you the numbers to back that up. He is a stud on defense. And he's a leadoff man.
In 625 at-bats, he struck out 60 times.
That's incredible.
Yes! Yeah, it's the perfect fit!
That's low.
It's exactly what the Yankees need.
Oh, you were saying that last year.
Yes, career 281 hitter. All right, on base 351, OPS 741. That's fine, but he's... Oh, my God, in a postseason spot, put the bat on the ball,
yep.
Get on in front of the big guys, and, by the way, play an elite-level Gold Glove left field. He could steal 20 bases. He could hit with a little bit of pop. Maybe in Yankee Stadium, he hits 15 homers. He's had 14 and then 11 the last couple of years. You won't even worry about that. You worry about the batting average. Hit 280, get on base, play Gold Glove level defense. He's the perfect fit,
well,
and not strike out.
Yeah, no, that's very appealing to me, putting a bat on the ball. I mean, think about how many I really can't quantify this, but it's something to think about. Outside of Jose Ramirez, who was a beast, I mean, they don't really have a ton of offensive weapons around him. So if he's batting first, and you've got Judge coming up, and you've got Bellinger coming up, and you've got Ben Rice coming up, he's getting pitches to hit.
And that's exactly the lineup that I would go. Now, who knows what Booney and the analytics and the, you know.
They pushed back on that again yesterday.
The D.O.N., the Yankee Department of Nerds, what they're going to have in there.
Did you see that? They pushed back again on that.
Cashman, I saw. Well, he was kind of
Boone's been doing it for a while, and Cashman joined the party yesterday.
Boone did it again when he was on with John Boy.
I heard that. I actually saw that.
Yeah.
He did that.
Yeah.
They're on a mission to dispel that.
Then dispel it, and here's how you do it. You leave the lineup alone. Common sense. I could tell you, Kwan, Judge, Bellinger. Boom, done. And you obviously have a righty there. Now, if they keep Stanton, maybe he would back up Bellinger in that order. I'm not sure exactly beyond that. But for the top of the order, find me a better trio and balance with Kwan and what he brings, mm-hmm. Judge behind him, and Bellinger behind him.
I mean, that's terrific. And by the way, about the analytics here, just win. I mean, if you win a championship, Nobody's going to dive into that. When you don't win... And as long as when you're the Yankees and you haven't won since 2009, people look for reasons and context as to why. So whether the analytics has been hijacked or overstated, it almost doesn't. Whatever they're doing hasn't been enough.
Right.
Do more.
Right. You don't have to explain to us what you're doing, what you're not doing. We don't care.
Do something different.
We care about the results. John is calling from Huntington. What's up, John?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Big fans. You touched on, I want to talk about the Yankees. You touched on the big moves, but I had some smaller moves that I think could round out the roster and really make the team strong. So, obviously, Bellinger and Kwan, we've discussed. I would bring back Rosario because the Yankees are very lefty-handed, and they got a lot of holes, and I think they need to create competition and platoons. I'd also like Haesung Kim. He's a contact guy. He's 2 years removed from a great season. He won the Super Utility Gold Glove. He's got a lot of flexibility. And then you trust Cashman to build the bullpen. And then two other things. I would start, not for long-term this season, but just start getting Judge some reps at first base. And then if you really want to make a splash signing, I'd bring back Michael King. I just want to see what you guys think about that.
Yeah, I mean, those are pretty good suggestions. I don't know that they would do all of them. Listen, the one thing, I'm fine with Rosario coming back here, Rosario, in limited spot. Like, one of the things the Yankees got away from, think about when they were winning all the championships. Now, a lot of it was because they had the high-level talent, and they were just bludgeoning people. But you always had somebody coming off the bench, whether it was Chili Davis or Ruben Sierra. They had established veterans, right, Sal? You look at, now last year they finally said, all right, we got to do this a little differently and have some better options off the bench. And Rosario was one of them. But before they kind of pivoted and changed direction on that last year, their bench pieces were absolutely atrocious.
Yeah, I'm
for
okay.
years.
But I like the idea of it's not just, oh, we'll go get this big name and go get that big name. No, try to build a team.
Yep.
Contact players, guys that can run, guys that can defend. Now, as far as Michael King, I understand the appeal, especially from the Yankees, because he was your own and you had to trade him, and now he's available. I don't trust King's ability to stay healthy, and I also just I know he's been very good. I would not invest in him. He comes up all the time when we talk about him on Baseball Night New York with the Mets in their rotation.
Yep.
If I'm investing in a starting pitcher, Michael King will not be the one for me.
Yeah, he's a tough one. He, to me, is almost like a guy that you roll the dice on if you're a mid-market and you're trying to maybe find an ace for a little bit of a cheaper amount, or you're a big market and you don't need him to be an ace, which the Yankees wouldn't.
Correct. The difference story with the Yankees.
Yeah.
There's history there. Obviously, they know him as well as anybody, and they don't need him to be a reliable top guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know what he's going to get, but he's going to get paid. He's a starting pitcher with good potential. I just would not take that. If the Mets had two pitchers to sign or two pitchers to acquire this offseason, Michael King, to me, would not be one of them.
Yeah, I could see why you would be reluctant from the Mets' point of view. Now, you throw him, say, in Boston behind a Crochet or something like that, or one of these teams. Of course, I'd take him back on the Yankees, but he just hasn't pitched much, which is why he's very intriguing. I mean, the innings limit is a thing. So in 2023, he threw 104 innings, and then in 2024, he had a big year, as we know, over 200 strikeouts, 170 innings. Last year, 73.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not enough work.
He's had one good year.
He's had one full season.
Yeah. And he was good at the Yankees bullpen.
Oh, for sure.
But
his stuff is really good.
Understood. I'm not paying him big money off of that. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We come back. We'll continue with the calls on the baseball stuff. Also working the Jets. Big game tonight, Thursday Night Football. Jets and Patriots.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.